Blog Talk Radio.
Comic Roundup here on the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network. Not sure what happened to the network bumper there. I thought I had it loaded in. My mistake, but you are listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network, and this is Maverick's Comic Roundup, episode number 26. We're moving right along. I do thank you for tuning in this morning. I am your host, The Maverick, and we have got a full show for you today. Quite a lot going on this past week, and we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about Star Wars Day, May the 4th, that took place last Thursday, as well as the huge event, Free Comic Book Day, which was yesterday. I like to call it Nerd Christmas. Lots of awesome stuff happening, and also a little later on, Little Maggie will be back. She has a special two-part My Little Pony comic book story that she is very excited to talk about. She'll be covering My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, numbers 38 and 39. And she specifically requested those two books, so we're going to talk about those a little bit later on. So, a full show for you today. So let's get into the news. We're going a little bit differently with the news today since we had such two huge events. We're just going to jump right in and talk about those two events. But there is one bit of news that I would like to jump into right off the bat, and that is Totally Driven Entertainment Magazine is now out. Totally Driven Entertainment, many of the show hosts and contributors have put together behind the mastermind of Bay Ragney himself, our network chief, put out a magazine. It has got a lot of really cool stuff in it. It talks about sports, pro wrestling, entertainment, comic books, cosplaying, so much more. My new article, The Trading Post, will be featured in the magazine. And that is a little bit different than what I do normally. Because it's a magazine, I wanted to do something a little more timeless. So we're going to be reviewing trades and graphic novels for the magazine every issue. You want to get your hands on a copy? Head on to Ontario Street Comics, The Tusk on South Street, or Crash Bang Boom on 4th Street, or hit up Totally Driven Entertainment on Facebook, and we'll see about getting you your copy. So check it out. Very excited about that new project. Great things here at Totally Driven, and great things are going. So let's jump right into... Let's start with Free Comic Book Day. Free Comic Book Day, if this is the first time you've ever heard about it, I am so very sorry because that means I failed in my job. Free Comic Book Day is a special event every year. It started all the way back when Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man, was in movie theaters. Comic book companies and Diamond distributors decided to have a special day where they were going to distribute special edition free comic books in local comic book stores as a way to encourage people to get their hands on the source material for all of these amazing movies that have come out. And it's the first Saturday in May every year, and that usually coincides with a huge movie release. This year, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy hit theaters this weekend. And to tie in with that, Free Comic Book Day is there. It's become a huge annual event, with comic book stores just completely embracing it all over the world. They have contests and sales and special events to tie into it, and they've made it a huge day. And every year there's another batch of free special edition books. I was able to get my hands on a few. And I also made an appearance. I got to thank my friends out at the Comic Universe in Folsom, PA, my comic book store, for having me out again. I was hanging out with some friends and fans, making some balloon animals and making lots of comic book related bad puns and jokes, as I have a habit of doing. So I want to thank Comic Universe for having me out. I always have a great time there. Make several appearances there a year. And they had a huge sale, big-time sale, as well as free comic book day. Lots and lots of people were there. Special appearances by Harley Quinn and a teeny tiny version of Captain America, who was just awesome. And a lot of great friends and, like I said, fans came out from the recent matches out in Briarcliff, came to see me, so that was cool. Thanks, everybody, for stopping in and saying howdy. Now let's talk about the books itself. I know that there was a lot of comic book stores hosted the event, so hopefully you were able to get out to one and get your hands on stuff. I know our friends at Ontario Street Comics had a big event with cosplayers, and the Ragney Artworks were there, more totally driven, getting out and about. But the books is what it's mostly all about, and every year there's a 50-some books, I believe, that are issued for free comic book day. I have a sampling here. Now, my sampling, there's a lot of variety, so many different genres and types of comics. When I went in, I was grabbing books that I thought the kids would get into. My daughter, you know, I have two daughters. They frequent the show and will be on later today. So I'm going to go through some of the more all ages, not all of them, but some of the more all ages books. And of course, the two big ones from Marvel and DC. Starting with DC Comics, I got to say, kind of dropped the ball to an extent. Usually there's a big DC book tying into their big summer event. It's a preview book. This year they did a reprint, and I understand why they did it. They did a reprint of a Greg Rucka Wonder Woman story. Obviously, with the movie coming out soon, they want to get more exposure onto Wonder Woman if she needs more exposure. They also put out a really cool all-ages book, DC Superhero Girls, with a chapter from Summer Olympus, the original graphic novel that's coming out. We covered that soon. Superhero Girls is a cool initiative from DC Comics. It's their version of Ever After High and Monster High, where they take teenage versions of superheroes and put them in the superhero high school. And it's a big comic book, graphic novel, storybook, and, of course, merchandising franchise for them that has become really, really big with young girls and probably some older girls alike, I've got to say. It includes the three big DC super female characters, Wonder Woman, Supergirl, and Batgirl. But, of course, what really makes the line cool is the inclusion of several other DC characters, who many of which I feel are underutilized in comics, like Bumblebee. And Starfire's involved, Katana. And they reimagine them as teenagers, so the costumes are a little different. They made them a little more schoolish. Harley Quinn, also, I got to say, is a huge part of the series as well. Big Barda. So flipping through the book itself, you know, you see some interesting takes on some of these characters. I talked about the superhero girls before, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time getting into that. But it's still fun if you want to check it out. It was a free one. And if you want your youngins, I almost said younglings, but this isn't the Star Wars show, is it? I check it out. It's a fun book. It's a full comic, 32 pages. It gives you bios on the DC superhero version of many of the main characters. And, the artwork is very bright and clean, and it's fun. So Superhero Girls was DC's big all-ages thing, and they also did a Wonder Woman recap for the older comic readers, which was a retelling of the New 52 story, a reprinting, not a retelling. From Greg Rucka, who's a fantastic writer, so definitely worth picking up if you have missed it a first time, or I believe they're also releasing the same book under a different cover for Wonder Woman Day, which is coming up this summer. Over to Marvel, their big release was a preview book of two of their upcoming comic book series. Both of them have ties to multimedia franchises coming out, and that would be the Guardians of the Galaxy and Defenders Double Shot. The first is a Guardians of the Galaxy story featuring, of course, the cast of the movie that was released this weekend, Guardians of the Galaxy. A little preamble into the Guardians of the Galaxy number one, which was also released this week. So if you liked what you read in the preview, you can pick up number one in stores now. And the other side of it was the one I was really interested in was the Defenders. And it is the lineup of this new Defender series is based on the Defenders lineup coming to Netflix this summer, featuring Daredevil, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones. This book isn't in that continuity. It's in the mainstream Marvel continuity, but the look and feel of it is going to be very much like the Netflix series. So if you enjoy the Netflix shows, definitely want to check out Defenders number one, which is coming out in June, or you can check out the preview of it, which I believe is part of issue one. That was part of Free Comic Book Day this past weekend. Now, if you missed many of these books, apps like Comicology and the DC and Marvel app will eventually, if they haven't already, release the Free Comic Book Day versions if you want to read, if you are into the digital thing. If not, you know, check with your local comic store. Sometimes they have extra stock. Sometimes they order extra and go into a two-day event. Or, you know, hit up one of your friends who made Free Comic Book Day. Now, diving into some of the other books that I found interesting, I grabbed a handful. Like I said, these are more all ages because I picked them up specifically for my daughter. Some of them I've seen before. Some of them I picked up for me. We're going to go through. We've got a handful of books here. First one that caught my eye, an old favorite as a kid, and now he's back. Really cool to see Underdog from American Mythology. Yes, There's No Need to Fear. Underdog is here for our older readers. Younger readers may not know who he is just yet, but he's back. Interesting that he was under the DreamWorks Classics. DreamWorks bought a whole bunch of these classic characters not that long ago, including characters like the Lone Ranger and the Harvey Comics character, as it were. And this one's cool. The Free Comic Book Day preview gives you a handful of short stories from many of the upcoming all-ages books from American Mythology, including Underdog, The World of Commander McBragg, Casper the Friendly Ghost, Rocky and Bullwinkle, and there's also some fun things like coloring pages and a reprint of a classic thing. And Underdog number one also came out this week featuring, and this is a new tale, so you can get a whole lot of Underdog this week, both in the Free Comic Book Day preview and in issue number one, which came out this week. Really fun to see these characters coming back. American Mythology is a new, relatively new comic book company to my knowledge. I didn't know too much about them, but they put out, obviously they've gone back and got a lot of these classic properties that haven't been seen in comics in, wow, forever. They've been doing a popular Three Stooges comic. It's a comedy comic, obviously pretty funny. They've also brought back the Pink Panther. And like I mentioned a few minutes ago, Casper the Friendly Ghost and the Harvey characters, Underdog, and the Rocky and Bullwinkle. So I'm really enjoying a lot of the stuff that American Mythology is putting out. Relatively new company, like I said, but it's really cool to see these classics back in comics, some for the first time in 50 years or so. So really cool. Can't wait to see more. I know they're doing a Casper series and some more coming up, so I'll be checking them out and probably talking about them on the show. Every year, without fail, I pick up Boom Studios' Summer Blast. They're every Free Comic Book Day, they put out what they call as a Summer Blast, which is a preview book of many of their upcoming stories coming out. And over the years, they've had some really awesome previews of comics and some really fun things. This year, of course, will be no exception, as they've got stories from Mouse Guard, the legendary all-ages series that's really, really popular, and has been ongoing from Arkea Studios for a long time. Brave Chef Brianna, which is new to me, Cody and the Creepers, and Lumberjanes. Lumberjanes is a really acclaimed series that came out about a year, 2 years ago probably. Eisner Award-winning series is incredibly popular, so you get a sneak peek of that in there. Some new series, some of these catch on. Boom does a great job with all of their books. They do. Some of them really take you by surprise. I'm not sure what some of these newer ones is, but that's why they stick them in the preview. And down the line, hopefully, you know, some of these series will pick up. But there's two heavy hitters in the Mouse Guard and Lumberjanes this year. Like I said, Boom does a great job with their Summer Blast every year. Here's one that I picked up, not necessarily for the kiddies, but I thought it was really cool. Buffy the High School Years and Plants vs. Zombies from Dark Horse Comics. Dark Horse always does a flip book. For many, many years, it was a Star Wars flip book, but since they lost the property, I guess they're relying on Buffy. And includes a tale of Buffy the High School Years, which is a new series coming out from them, which looks back on the classic era of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. They've been doing a continuation of the Buffy the Vampire series over the years. They've just done extra seasons, as it were, in comic book form. And has had Joss Whedon's input on those as he planned out those series. This is something a little different. If you want some classic Buffy and her Scooby gang, as it were. So this is cool when it's set in a comic book store. And it's pretty cool. And then the other one is Plants vs. Zombies. It's a Western thing. I don't know much about the Plants vs. Zombies. I believe it's a video game franchise, I'll be honest. So that's a new one on me. Very crazy, over-the-top looking. It's got a Western feel to it, but it's also got, well, you know, plants and zombies. So you can check that out. It was a cool thing. I caught my attention. The cover's really, really funny. Buffy reading a comic book about Buffy killing zombies. It's one of those mirror covers that I appreciate. And that's Dark Horse's. Always put out a nice flip book featuring two of their bigger properties. And it wouldn't be Free Comic Book Day, it seems, without a new issue of The Tick. And this one is just The Tick, new stories. Tick will be back. Amazon picked up the Tick series, so there'll be a new Tick series. But it seems every Free Comic Book Day they put out a new Tick issue, which is really fun. I love The Tick. I love the original series, and definitely was a huge fan of the Fox Kids animated series when it was out. So I always pick up The Tick. Always great stuff. If you're unfamiliar with them, just a hilarious satire of comic books and superheroes and it's really become an amazing franchise of funny superhero stuff with The Tick and Arthur. And that was New England Comics put out The Tick every year, it seems. They put out, and this is The Tick, new stories. And they, like I said, every Free Comic Book Day, they seem to put out new material, which is really awesome because a lot of companies either give you previews or reprints, as it were. This is new stuff, so it's really, really cool that they do that every year. It gives you something to look forward to, which is something that, you know, some of these smaller companies would be wise to do, is give you something to sink your teeth into. I picked up Action Labs Miraculous. I have seen things about Miraculous on toy shelves and bookstores and various comic book stores, and I have absolutely no idea who she is. It is a young girl in a ladybug superhero costume who hangs out with a dude in a cat costume. Is about all I can tell you about it, but I picked it up. It was a Free Comic Book Day. It was something I recognized, so I picked it up out of curiosity. I am under the understanding that Miraculous is an animated series. I'm not sure where it airs. But since it does deal with superheroes and there is obviously a comic book that goes along with it, I figured I'd check it out and maybe talk about it later down the line. Not too sure what it's about, but that's something we're going to check out later. And since it's a all ages, specifically young girls title, it seems, I'll get my daughters to check it out and give you their opinion. There's also a backup story preview of Kid Sherlock. Seems to be an elementary school version of Sherlock Holmes, except the lead character seems to be a dog in glasses and a Jeff cap. So I don't know what's going on there. I believe that's Mr. Watson, because there is a young character who wears a Sherlock Holmes hat in the series, as in some of the preview material as well. So it looks like a kid's version of Sherlock Holmes. Again, not familiar with it, but that's why they do these books, to try to get you to check them out. And there's also a Two Etika preview. Again, another series I don't know about from Action Labs. Clearly, they put their more recognizable character forward and got into a couple smaller books that you may not have heard of that they hopefully want to catch you on. Two more books. I know this is getting a little long-winded, and I didn't mean for it to go so long, but there's just so much good material that I picked up. Steam Wars is a comic from Antarctic Press. And Steam Wars, they seem to put out a book every year, and from what I can tell, it is a steampunk, not retelling, but a steampunk storyline inspired by Star Wars. I imagine it's, from what I've seen, it's delved off. That's not even the right word. It's gone off from the original storyline, and they tell other tales in the world, but the same, it's basically the same premise as Star Wars, a period of civil war, as the free realms have gathered to face the overwhelming forces of the Crimson Empire. It's very steampunkish, but it also has a lot of inspiration towards Star Wars. The main cover of the book has a list of characters, and one of which looks very much like an astromech droid in steampunk. So I picked it up to check it out, because obviously I'm a Star Wars guy and always looking for interesting takes on it. So that was Steam Wars. They're calling it Strike Leader, their free comic book day from Antarctic Press. And the final one is from Tokyo Pop. And I picked this up absolutely positively, because I think my daughters are going to go crazy for it. I should have probably grabbed two copies, because they may fight over it. Disney's The Descendants, a Tokyo Pop manga story based on the amazingly popular Disney movie, soon to be The Descendants 2. This is their free comic book day edition, and it's got an anime-ish feel to it, obviously. The illustrations are absolutely awesome, because it's very anime, but you can still make out the characters, and to an extent, the actors who portray the characters in many cases. It covers the world of the Descendants, so you get to see Evie and Mal, as well as their parents, and Ben and the characters. If you have no idea who I'm talking about, ask your kids. They do. And it kind of gives you who they are. It's a fun book. Apparently there is more Disney Descendants. There's going to be a trilogy of Disney Descendants books from Tokyo Pop coming out starting in June. They also do a lot of other really cool Disney books, including Kalali Princess. They just put out a Beauty and the Beast manga 2-pack, and they do manga versions of many of the other Disney films. So Tokyo Pop does anime, or I guess it would be manga, and Disney together in the final book that I picked up. Like I said, just a handful. There were so many more books, but I, you know, have to limit what I pick up. And just wanted to talk about. So those are some of the really cool all-ages books that were out, mostly all-ages books. Some of them are skew a little older, obviously, like I said. So that was Free Comic Book Day. And again, I had a great time at Comic Universe hanging out, talking comics. There was a lot of really cool cosplay going on at Comic Universe this year, which was great to see. And really fun to see everything and hang out and be a part of Free Comic Book Day. Hopefully you did too. If you did, let me know. I'd be definitely interested to hear what your take on Free Comic Book Day was. And we're going to take our commercial. And when we come back, we're going to have little Meggie in, who's going to talk My Little Pony.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
And we're back with Mavericks Comic Roundup here on the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in. And it is time once again to have my lovely daughter, Maggie, call in with another Maggie's Pony Roundup. Hi, Meg.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Good.
You have two issues of My Little Pony that you specifically asked to review.
Yeah.
So can you tell me what
like
they are?
It is My Little Pony Friendship is Magic 38 and 39.
And why did you choose these two books special to call in and talk about?
Because three of the main characters in it are definitely three of my favorite characters.
And who would they be?
The Huey Mark Crusaders.
The Cutie Mark Crusaders. Okay, now I know who the Cutie Mark Crusaders are because you tell me all about them, but somebody who might be listening who's never heard of them, could you tell us who they are?
So pretty much they're Apple Bloom, Sweetie Belle, and Scootaloo, and they're three ponies, the only three ponies in their class without a cutie mark, so they're pretty much just looking for their cutie mark.
And they've banded together and given themselves the Cutie Mark Crusaders name. Is that right?
Yep.
And I know through the television show, you tell me that they spend a lot of time looking for their cutie marks?
Yeah. And also, I think about when this book came out in the TV show, they actually got their cutie marks. But it took them a while in the book to actually get them. So...
okay.
Yeah.
So these two, they talk about the Cutie Mark Crusaders. What happens to them in this? Because this is a two-parter, right?
Yep. So pretty much they get lost on a field trip. And for other ponies get lost, they're Silver Spoon, Diamond Tiara, Snips, and Snails.
Okay.
And pretty much Diamond Tiara and Silver Spoon are really mean characters. They're mean to the Cutie Mark Crusaders. And so they're not a very smart character. I think they're just there constantly.
Okay.
This one.
Ah, those kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we see that a lot, where characters are really dumb and just in there to make you laugh.
Yeah, and that's definitely them.
Okay. So the Cutie Mark Crusaders, they don't have their... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So the first crazy event is they get attacked by a bear.
They get attacked by a bear?
Yeah.
In Ponyville?
No, they're on a field trip.
Oh, that's right. You did say they went on a field trip.
Yeah.
The field trip was outside of Ponyville, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they find a little cave, and they all have a dance party, because they lost the bear. Yeah.
As you should. If you get away from a bear, you should dance.
Yeah. And then... So, in the first one, they're just trying to get out of the woods.
Okay.
Nothing works. Not magic or flying, because the only Pegasus can't really fly. And they're all kids.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Then, Ben and Diola and Applebloom get trapped, and they almost fall down a cliff.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much the first story.
So it ended on kind of a cliffhanger.
Literally.
Almost literally. Yeah.
Yeah. And then pretty much they put the two things they tried together. So pretty much the three unicorns help Cutie fly. It's magic.
Oh. Okay.
And then they save them. And then the worst thing happens.
Oh, no. Raining is worse than a bear attack?
No. Bear attack's the worst.
Okay. There had to be some rain.
Yeah. And then they get on top of a snowy mountain. And then... It set a fire.
Oh, my.
Warm. To be honest, these two are just crazy.
What two is that? Books. The two silly ones you mentioned?
The two crazy books. The books.
Oh, the books. They're both, yeah, it sounds like a crazy adventure. All sorts of crazy things happen to them. But that kind of follows the Cutie Mark Crusaders around, doesn't it? They always get into some kind of mishaps.
Yeah. Usually.
And now the Cutie Mark Crusaders, they don't have their cutie marks because they're younger than everybody else, is that right?
No, because they haven't found the special talent yet, or what makes them special.
Oh. And
they
that's how they get their...
Yeah, that's how you get your cutie marks.
Oh, there you go. Because each of the cutie marks, which is the little symbol on the hide of the horses, is gives them their special, or they have a special talent, and that just tells you what it is.
Yeah, it's pretty much showing them their special talent. Like, Diamond Tiara is a Diamond Tiara, Silver Spoon is a Silver Spoon, Instant Snail is a Instant Snail.
Oh.
So
okay, well that's interesting. Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty crazy. They get into a lot of trouble. The Cutie Mark Crusaders, are they all related to other ponies, if I remember not correctly?
All of them. Cutie Belle and Rarity are related, and then Applejack and Applebloom are related. But then Tulu is not related to anyone. She's just really
so
good
two
with,
of them have older sisters.
No. She's just really good friends with Rainbow Dash.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much like her idol, so
well, that sounds like a fun book. What's the funniest thing do you think that happens in the entire thing? In the entire two issues?
I think the funniest
thing
that happens was when they made a joke from the actual TV show, and they made a joke with Simpsons Nails saying that in one episode they joined up with someone who was trying to destroy it, and they teamed up with us, and they made a joke about that.
Oh.
So I think it's the funniest.
That's cool. And it made you think of something that happened in the TV show. That's cool that it ties into it like
that. Yeah.
Makes it feel like one big world.
Yeah. The one world.
Well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of the other ponies, the main ponies, make an appearance, or is it just the Cutie Mark Crusaders rocking it out?
In the beginning and the end, they did. In the beginning, the two older sisters did. And then at the end, pretty much all the rest of them made an appearance.
Cool.
The flying ones did.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then some of the wind pony.
And now the Cutie Mark Crusaders all in the show and in the books, now they now have their Cutie Marks?
Not in this one yet. It takes a while
they didn't have them yet.
To actually be alive. In this book now.
So the book moves a little slower than the TV series.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, then, in case people haven't read it yet, I won't ask what the Cutie Marks turn out to be because we don't want to spoil it.
Yeah. Unless someone only keeps up with the TV shows, then they would know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Cool. So is this your favorite two issues of My Little Pony, or just something because it's your favorite characters you really wanted to talk about?
I think this is my favorite two-parter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool. And I've seen those Cutie Mark Crusaders on the show. They're very cute ponies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's really, really cool. Thanks for telling us all about them.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
That was pretty awesome. So, while I have you, before I let you go, the next thing we're going to talk about is May the 4th be with you.
Mm-hmm.
On the show. You were a part of that this week with me, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about that a little bit real fast?
I don't know how to explain it.
I didn't hear you.
It's hard to explain.
Hello?
So pretty much,
it's hard. Well, let's just I'll ask you a couple things about it real fast. You don't have to tell.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell everything about it. That's my job. But we went to the Disney store for their May the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do a couple cool activities.
Yeah, I got to make my name in Star Wars letters.
That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some cool things. Did you have a lot of? Yeah, did you have a lot of fun there?
Yeah, it was really cool. And then we got the best pin in the world.
The best pin in the world. It is the best pin in the world,
yeah.
I think. Definitely the coolest Star Wars pin we have.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
Cool. And you had a lot of fun with that. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk to you again real soon with more ponies.
Yep.
Yep, and thanks again for last week being a co-host and talking Star Wars for the whole show.
Welcome. You're welcome.
All right, and we'll talk to you soon. Actually, I'll see you in a little while when I'm off the air since we're in the same place.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. And that was Little Meggie calling in with Little Meggie's Pony Roundup. I was going to have her do. There was a brand new issue of My Little Ponies out this week that I was going to have her talk about, but she specifically requested this. So we let her talk about her Cutie Mark Crusaders because that's what the show's all about. And you can check that out. It's My Little Pony Friendship is Magic 38 and 39 were the two issues. It's from a while back. They were not all that recent, but they were two that she really, really liked. And check them out if you're into or you know someone who's into the Cutie Mark Crusaders. And that segues horribly into May the 4th, other than the fact that my daughter was with me. May the 4th has become Star Wars Day. I'd like to say unofficially, but it's pretty much official now. And throughout the galaxy, there was a lot of really cool sales and special promos and really awful Star Wars puns, which I love so much, going on. And the girls and I, the Galactic Clubhouse crew, hopped in our shuttle and flew over to the local Disney store in Springfield for some of the May the 4th fun that they had. They had a full day of Star Wars activities and fun and sales. And we checked out. They had interactive screen games and drawing and story times all day for the kids. And like Megan said, she got to do her name. They got to make name tags in Arbesh. She actually made one for her teddy bear Duffy, too, who loves Star Wars as much as we do. And he actually dressed up like Yoda. If you go to the Galactic Clubhouse page, there's some pictures from May the 4th that we took. A lot of really cool stuff was happening there. They had a promo, which she mentioned, the pin, where if you make any Star Wars purchase, you can get a Star Wars BB-8 slider pin for only $8, which is about half off the normal price of the pin. If you're a Disney pin collector, you know that the Disney store has been putting out special Star Wars pins for every Star Wars function they've been doing lately, which is really cool. We are Disney people and Star Wars people and pin people, so it's like moths to a flame for us. We were right there. And then yesterday, Toys R Us had their May the 4th Star Wars Day celebration. They had a mini build where you go, you take part in a little scavenger hunt, which is really, really easy usually. It doesn't take much. You just have to go around and find different tags hidden in the Lego aisle usually. And that's what the case was this time. And then you got to build a little mini build of Princess Leia, which is not a mini figure like you would buy in a set. It's actually a little Lego block made Princess Leia, which is kind of neat. It's always creative how they come up with these things to make. And we got a Princess Leia out of it, and the girls had fun with that. Didn't take too long to do all of it, so it wasn't really all that time-consuming, and it was fun to do. And they got to take home free Lego stuff, which is always cool. So that was some of the May the 4th. There was a ton of internet sales. A lot of stores jumped in on that. I know there were Star Wars fan club appearances all around the area to celebrate. So it's really become a cool weekend, or a couple days actually, because it fell during the week, with May the 4th and Free Comic Book Day always falling in the same couple days. You can really turn it into a couple day celebration of fun and craziness. So we really enjoyed that, and wanted to give a quick report. And like I said, Galactic Clubhouse is where we keep our Star Wars stuff. So if you want to check out that on Facebook and Instagram, there's pictures of the event. Hopefully you enjoyed last week's Clubhouse special. I've gotten a lot of great feedback on it, so thank you for those who listened and enjoyed it. And hopefully we'll be bringing you some more Galactic Clubhouse, because that's a really fun show. I really enjoy doing that so much, and the girls love doing it. And we keep up with the Instagram, and hopefully we're going to get it on the schedule real soon, because absolutely it's my favorite thing to do as far as the podcasting and reviewing stuff. I'm a huge Star Wars guy, and the girls are too, and it's fun to share that together and then share it all out to the world. That was cool. Free Comic Book Day. I'm a little spent because it was a crazy couple of days of running around between Free Comic Book Day and May the 4th. Definitely fun, but a little exhausting when you're running around to all these places, checking out all the fun that can be had. So that wraps up all of that fun stuff. It's time for the Six Shooter, six comic books that came out this week that I think you should check out. We're going to get through these rather quickly, so I'm just going to give you the real quick version of it. These are six comics that came out this week. It's a really eclectic list this week, which is exciting to me, because sometimes it seems like I'm always talking about the same handful of things because they come out consistently. But there's a couple new and different books out this week that you should totally check out. A little something for everyone this week, I hope. And a lot of interesting tie-in stuff going on this week, so I was excited. First one on the Six Shooter, Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout #1. Literally, read the Disney ride. Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout is going to be an attraction in Disneyland in Anaheim, California, opening up very soon. Marvel very wisely put out a great comic book tie-in. It's a $4.99 one-shot featuring the what I am under the impression is the cast of Mission Breakout. And it includes the basic premise of the story in that the Collector captures the Guardians and Rocket escapes, and it reads very much, I imagine, you're going to see some of these storyline elements, if not all, in the ride itself. I don't know how it's going to play out since we haven't seen the ride. I obviously haven't been on the ride since it hasn't opened yet, but I, looking at the concept art and reading up on it as it's been going, it seems very close to the ride. One of the things I really enjoyed about this were the subtle nods to Disney, and some not so subtle nods to Disney, not just the ride itself, because it features the what's going to be the ride contraption and how it works and the basic premise of the storyline, but there's a couple Disney-esque jokes in there. They coincidentally hang out on the planet Pluto. Star-Lord inadvertently or misunderstands someone who he thinks they're talking about Epcot. So there's some fun Disney Easter eggs in there. It's rated teen plus. There is some violence in there because it's a comic book related thing, but nothing too graphic or over the top. The language isn't too bad. And it does feature the Guardians of the Galaxy. So if you enjoy the movies and your kids enjoy the movies, it may be fun. Or if you're a Disney fan who likes to collect these things, definitely may be worth picking up. Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, number one from Marvel. That's a $4.99 one-shot, and it's in stores now. There was a lot of Guardians in stores this week, including Guardians number one in the free comic book day issue. So obviously with the movie coming out, they wanted the Guardians of the Galaxy front and center. And this one-shot will also tie into the upcoming theme park attraction in Disneyland in Anaheim, California. My next pick, Pix, Too Super for School. A couple months back, we reviewed Pix. It is a fun, all-ages, juvenile fiction graphic novel series. I like it that it's done in graphic novels because it gives you the complete story. It's obviously geared a little differently than your typical comic book store in that it's since it's a graphic novel, it's easily placed on library and bookshelves, and you can read the whole story as it is, but also is a continuation of the original graphic novel that came out previously, One Weirdest Weekend. Pix is a superhero who may or may not be a fairy princess, plus all the teen drama that goes along with being a teenager. It's a fun read, a lot of cool stuff happening, both in the comic book aspect of it and in the teen drama, as it would be. Great stuff. Greg Shiegel is your writer. The art is bright and friendly. And Maria definitely enjoyed the first one. Hopefully she gets into the second one, but it continues that old saga. So Pix, Too Super for School is a trade that you can get now in comic book stores, $12.99, but it is a full-size story. It's one and done for people who don't want to go hunting down monthlies. It's a great idea. And you'll probably be able to find it. I know I've seen it in Target and Barnes & Nobles and things like that, the first one. So I imagine the second one will be just as easy to find. Third one on the six-shooter, Underdog number one. I talked about the free comic book day issue, but this is a classic animated character back in a monthly comic. It's an anthology comic that includes a main feature and several backup tales, including backup tales that used to be on the Underdog show, The World of Commander McBragg and the Go-Go Gophers. And they also include reprints from the 1970s Underdog comic. Again, that's from American Mythology, and it's a $3.99 cover price, and is a new monthly comic for all you old school comic book fans out there. Underdog is back. American Anthology, like I've mentioned, also does Rocky and Bullwinkle, Casper, Pink Panther, Three Stooges, and so many more. This is a fun one for the kids, or, you know, if you're a turtle collector. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Funko Universe. Funko Pop are the company that makes these super popular pops. They also make plushies and dorbs rides and now they've branched out, that distinct Funko Pop style is branched out into clothing and tableware and now comics, as this is a special one-shot done as a Funko Pop style. The art is done as a Funko Pop. They're doing a special series of one-shots that they're doing. Ghostbusters, X-Files, Strawberry Shortcake, and Judge Dredd are all getting the Funko Universe treatment. It's this one's an all-ages one. It's kind of fun to see Pops running around if you're a fan of the style. It's just a fun one-shot that's out there. If you have a Pop collector, I know there's a lot of really crazy Pop collectors. They may enjoy this. And that's a $4.99 one-shot from IDW. Like I said, there's more on the way. Just a fun idea if you're into it. Similar to the Tsum-Tsums, it's a tie-in to the brand. But if you know a collector, it could be a fun book for them to read, or if you're a collector, to pick up. Next, Injustice number 2. Or no, not number 2. Injustice 2, number 1, I should say. This is the prequel to the new Injustice 2 video game and a follow-up to the ridiculously popular Injustice comic book series. It's a digital comic series that gets turned into both regular issues and trades. It was based on the Injustice world, and it was really, really popular. And when it got canceled, people got a little upset, but were figuring that the Injustice 2 was coming. And, of course, it's here. If you're a fan, $2.99, DC Comics, it'll be out monthly, it looks like, as well. If you can also read chapters of it online digitally first, and then they take the chapters and put them in a regular monthly issue. It continues, it's beginning the story of Injustice 2. Like I said, the Injustice comic has been really, really popular. They do it in series, mini-series is going forward, expanding on the world of the huge video game franchise for DC. And this will give you an idea where they're headed with Injustice 2 as it comes out. And finally, Star Wars Rogue One number 2. Loving this tie-in to the Rogue One, a Star Wars story movie, because, you know, a lot of movie adaptions just kind of take the screenplay and redo it. This one's including things like deleted scenes and adding more information to it that, you know, they didn't have time to squeeze into, or for whatever reason, storyline reasons or flow reasons, didn't make it into the movie. So you're getting a little bit extra out of here, which is really cool because you don't always get that in an adaption. And I'm really enjoying the little things that they're putting in there. The likenesses are great. The art is absolutely great. It's moody art. It fits the movie. The characters look exactly like they should. And issue 2 picks up. We get to see Saw Gerrera and some of the things that happened to the early years of Jyn Erso and company. And like I said, if you know the movie, you pretty much know what happens. But there's also a lot of there's also bonus content in there that you can pick up, and, you know, stuff you may have not known about. So that's cool. Rogue One, Star Wars story number 2. It's a Marvel comic, $3.99, and it's a 6-issue miniseries. And issue 1 shouldn't be that hard to pick up. So that's the six shooter for this week. Get out there and check out any of those comics, or if you can even hunt down some of the free comic book day. I know I threw a lot of comic book stuff at you this week, but it was just one of those weeks. Love when there's a ton to talk about. Brings us right into, ironically, the end of the show. So hopefully you enjoyed all that information. If you have any questions, hit me up at the Facebook page. It's where I do most of my correspondence for the show. You can either the Maverick page or the Mavericks Comic Roundup page. So, and now it's time for Mavericks Comic Roundup secret message for you members of Mavericks Posse. Remember, kids, only members of Mavericks Posse can decode the secret message. This month's message is IRWUORTVGSVDRMWYFOOHVBV. Now, I know I went through it kind of fast, but you can go to MavericksRoundup.com for this month's message. Send your decoded message to mav@mavericksroundup.com for your chance to win this month's prize. The code can also be found at mavericksroundup.com. Send your pictures to Mavericks Comic Roundup, Send your original artwork, comic strips, or comic book doodles to mav@mavericksroundup.com, and I'll feature them on our Facebook page and the slideshow for the episodes. We didn't get to it this week because I have to upload the new ones. Next week, the art show will be back. Got some cool stuff that I want to include in those. For more information on this show, my upcoming appearances, blog, and more, check out mavericksroundup.com, or you can follow me on social media at mavericksroundup on Instagram or at mavericks comic roundup on Facebook. You can also read my weekly comic reviews for the Totally Driven Entertainment Network by going to totallydriventv.com, or you can pick up the new Totally Driven magazine, Totally Driven Entertainment magazine, I should say. Told you where to get those earlier in the show, and you can read the trading post. For more of my comic book reviews, go to the Comic Universe Facebook page at Comic Universe on Facebook. And you can also follow my Kids and Family Star Wars Podcast Galactic Clubhouse that I host with my daughters, coming very soon. Actually, we've already done one here on the Totally Driven. Check out at Galactic Clubhouse on Facebook and Instagram. We are usually updating those with our adventures as we go. And like I said, we're going to be working on getting that scheduled regularly very soon. So that's about it for this week. I do thank you so very much for tuning in. Next week, we're going to have another fun show. And make sure you check out all the rest of the shows here on the Totally Driven Entertainment Network, as we have the flagship every Thursday night, Totally Driven Entertainment, as well as now celebrating 100 episodes in Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrara. Amazing job, Mike. Keep up the good work. The Mojo Sports Show, and many others. Check out TotallyDrivenTV.com for the full lineup of shows and entertainment. That's all for this week. I am riding off into the sunset. Until we meet again, happy trails.